During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Parental advisory. What is it? Parental advisory? My stupid ass. Parental advisory is advice. This content and language is not suitable for children. Shit might be said that might hitch up under the skin, and it might be a low blow. But guess what? It's funny as fuck, though.
We got titties in the building.
Say what?
Titties in the building.
All the way from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Titties in the building.
With your stankin' ass.
You gon' be in New Year's in church.
With your stankin' ass.
You gon' go straight back to work.
With your stankin' ass.
Why your kids still playing up in dirt?
With your stankin' ass.
Hold up. Yo, alternated on work.
With your stankin' ass.
Now you gotta try to crank it first.
With your stankin' ass.
Oh, see, you gon' be late for work.
With your stankin' ass.
And you ain't gon' have no fucking job.
With your stankin' ass.
Hey. We done been overseas with the shit. Tell it to. Fucking these hoes on the low. Niggas talking about them niggas funny hang with that shit. But guess what? I'll fuck your bitch. And I'll pay that rent. And anytime she call me, she gon' get up on these dicks.
Now, hey. Ain't no telling where you might see. Uh-huh. Me, I'm posted in the A, but hey. I might jump on the plane and parlez-vous a little Francais, cause my hey. Name close, I got the jokes, I'm yeah. everywhere, you see me with it, hey. I'm up in Africa, I'm telling jokes in different cities,
hey.
Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties,
hey.
Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties,
hey, nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties, I said they
yeah.
small and they round, but
felt some different titties, hey! I like smoking weed, I like getting high.
Hey.
I make bitches mad like DC Young Fly.
Hey.
Bitches walking out, bitches pulling up.
Hey.
I'll apologize and just say I don't give a fuck. I'm crazy, man. I'm crazy, man.
Too, if you give him some of that pussy, he'll give some of his dick to you. Give him some of that pussy, girl.
I don't like asking.
Give him some of that pussy, baby.
I don't like asking.
If the pussy is real good, then please don't give me some. But if that pussy is great, then Carlos really wants some hey. Of that pussy, girl.
I don't like asking. Yeah.
Welcome back to the 85 South Show. It's your man Carlos Miller, and I'm telling you, man, I got the hookup for you today. If you go to getbevel.com right now and use our code 85 South, you can get 10% off your first month subscription to this good bevel shave kit. You know you need it because this bevel razor right here is engineered so you can get a smooth, close shave without all the irritations and bumps and all of that stuff right there. So go to getbevel.com right now. Use our code 85 South and you can get 10% off right now. Go do it.
Man, we get your ass up, man.
You're a gangster.
3 o'clock, but we got a show at 8 o'clock. But I'm tired.
You ready?
85.
Welcome back to the 85 South Show. It's your man Carlos Miller.
It's your boy DC Young Flizzle.
And you already know it's the guest host, Chico Bean.
Ah, you know you always welcome on this show.
Hey, man, this is my show. I know I'm welcome.
You always welcome on this show. Uncle Chadrick did it again.
If y'all ain't hip to that, that's the new one.
Yeah, man.
Yes, he did.
DC always coming over the little bridge. That's a little bridge.
Yeah, that's it. I ain't got the whole full song. I'm still coming up with the hook. The more time I spend here, I'm going to have the hook done.
The whole hook.
Yo, the whole hook. The whole hook.
I fuck with your music, bro.
I know I fucked up before.
And I promise I wouldn't fuck up anymore.
And then he just come in. Cause Chadrick did it again.
Yeah. We gonna get
Chadrick
a nigga.
Chadrick did it.
Oh, look, that white boy
play the clarinet on that shit. We gotta get a nigga play the clarinet.
Nah, we down here in Jacksonville, man. They been showing us love.
How much love you been showing?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I got some pussy Friday. I've been trying to get some Saturday. So I hope I can get some today.
Yeah, man.
Because it's going to go down today.
You know, getting
four sold out shows, man.
Getting some pussy is always a blessing, especially when you ain't at home.
Hey, you know what? You know what I just thought about?
Let's talk to them and tell them how hard it is to get some pussy out of town when you ain't from there.
Oh, my God. It's difficult.
You gotta have an outstanding swag to go to another city and get some pussy.
Exactly.
You gotta adapt and try to figure out what is the key words to say to get these bitches draws down.
And then the thing is that when you from out of town, the woman's standards immediately, because you don't know her. So she got all the standards that she could pretend to have out here where she live. But when she meets you, all them standards is forced upon you. So you got to figure out how to maneuver your way around that shit if you want to get some pussy when you out of town, especially when you working.
And then you working against the clock. You only got a few hours in this city. Sometimes it feels like we're on a damn TV show. You remember Quantum Leap?
Yep.
You just show up in the city for 16 hours. You ain't even there 24 hours. This bitch like you. Want to go out to eat and go to the after party. That only give you 4 hours before you got to catch your next flight. Is she going to fuck in this 4-hour time window? I don't know. Tune in next week.
Like, exactly.
That'd be crazy. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe y'all just get the pussy at the airport.
I don't know.
Nah, Shit got quiet. I felt like it was only me.
Just pay for it. Just pay for it. Yeah, skip all that.
Like, you got to find the one that's selling it.
Put $100 on the table. Look, that's yours. If you do some things. Because Chadrick did it again.
I don't suggest you do that.
No, I don't give a damn. That nigga here just made up some shit, man.
Man,
he was over there typing shit the whole time.
Fuck these comments.
Man, just typing them comments.
We don't need them comments.
He making up stupid ass youth ID names.
We don't even need them
Josh,
comments.
Too grown for kids.
I'm hitting a nigga with the goddamn. Hey, do it look like I'm that daughter 85 South Show?
Do it look like
I'm that daughter 85 South Show?
What you say again, Chico?
Do it look like I'm that daughter 85 South Show?
Huh?
Say what now?
Do it look like I'm that daughter 85 South Show?
This interview is over.
Hey, man, we got to talk to Joe Budden, man.
Yeah, we got to, man.
Joe, what the fuck wrong with Joe Budden, Chico?
That nigga is like the he like the you know who he like? He like the hip hop version of the Scrooge, nigga. He like the hip hop Scrooge. He don't like none of that shit.
All that happiness.
All that nigga. Give me my baby, send the nigga coming through with you. So send me your ha. That nigga be mad in the motherfucker. This shit is not real. It's hate, nigga. That nigga mad.
That nigga sound like one of them ladies on the cigarette commercial. I just don't understand why they're just, who is Little Yachty? Who is the boat? Why would you want to be a boat?
You sound like one of them things that smoke the cigarettes all Men in Black when you do that.
That's who he sound like. You sound like all that shit. Ah!
You know what it is, though. Won't nobody say it. Joe Budden just don't like niggas from the South.
I don't think it's that.
It is, man. I think he don't like niggas in general. Rappers in general.
I just don't
think
he
particularly don't like niggas from the South.
I think he might not like young niggas from the South.
There's a lot of people that don't like.
Hey, I don't give a fuck. Joe Budden sound like he don't like niggas talking over him. Oh, so I can't talk.
That shit was so funny, man. You hit that anyway. It look like that on 85 Social.
Shout out to Migos for holding it down.
Them niggas stood up in unison.
Them niggas stood up.
They need to do that shit. You know what I mean?
Folded the motherfucking fold them sleeves. Oh,
set. Quavo! Take off. They took off. They stood up just like that.
My nigga. What nigga? Take off.
Take off.
They be leaving Takeoff. They took him off the
they
song.
They don't know the nigga is lyrical.
That nigga Takeoff go hard. Pirates on us, yeah. Pirates on my right. Taking soda on the shelf. Beat that pie like Winky Wright. Ever since my daddy left, mama told me son do right. Yeah. That nigga go off. 50
go
niggas
hard.
On my left. 50 niggas on my right. 50 niggas come a day. 50 chickens go a night. That nigga go off.
But see, a lot of people don't even, like, you got to really listen to Migos and know that all of them don't even be on every song.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Shit, they did the first 3 years like- of their career were all set in jail. I thought it was only two of them.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So Takeoff had a whole 3 years with Offset wasn't on none of the song. They were just out here as the duo, the Migos. And he came home, they get the one big song, and everybody fucking with the nigga Takeoff.
But see, that's the thing. Where he was like, do it look like I can love my bamboo? Like,
yeah.
But then you watch the video, and nigga, you smoking the blunt in the distance. It kind of do look like you got left, though. Even if it wasn't on purpose, like, you know, y'all might have had this shit worked out in the group, but that little clip made it look like you kind
of
did.
I mean, that was the only part of the video he was in?
He was in the video. But he was in the back smoking a blunt, and it was just like
You mean, but hey, man, we fuck with the Migos.
The longest of long ways, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Migos is lit.
Fly, you got left off Bad and Bougie.
I did.
Me too.
I got left off.
I ain't worried about Bad and Bougie.
I was on the last 15-second part.
I ain't worried about Bad and Bougie. I'm worried about the 85 South Shore. It look like I left off the 85 South Shore. That's what motherfuckers do. It look like I got left off the 85 South Shore. Do it look like I got lit on the 85 South? Do it look like it?
Hey, man. Welcome back to another rendition of the 85 South Show. For those of you who are wondering who this podcast is for Takeoff. Because he didn't get left off Bad and Bougie, nigga. Yeah, we know what it was.
This podcast for niggas who don't like being talked on. Oh, so you just gonna let... All right!
This podcast is for pretty bitches who bite their fingernails off. That's exactly who we record the show for.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? This is for all my niggas who got a box Chevy that take a long time to start, but the bitch gonna start.
Exactly. For all the motherfuckers that lose the bread tied to the bread every time. I mean, you just had the motherfucker, but you gotta fold that shit up under now and put it in the refrigerator so it don't go bad. That's what this shit for.
Who is for, Fly?
Man, they podcast. Every nigga out there who ride the old school who gotta press the gas pedal before you crank your shit up.
Yeah.
Like you starting a go-kart.
Exactly why we come to the studio, nigga.
Figure.
Crank it up.
Figure. Oh. Hey, figure.
Crank it up.
Woo! Figure.
Good 98. I ain't lying. Uh-huh. Yeah, nigga. We love some motherfucking old school. What's your top old school, Chico?
Top old school? I had to... Oh, man. Love Cadillacs, man. So I probably had
talk
to say
to him. That nigga put the Cadillac voice on. Love Cadillacs.
Love
man.
Cadillacs, man. That El Dorado, man. I think probably any El Dorado, like a 79-80 El Dorado.
I'm an El Camino, man.
You like the El Camino?
Once I get it, that's my favorite car. El Camino and the SS.
Yeah, that motherfucking El Dorado used to have that long ass on it with the tile on the back. With the fifth wheel on the back, nigga.
Me and my dog, big dog.
That's what it is.
What's yours, look?
Did you know that the 96 Impala SS got a 98% approval rating from black men worldwide?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't never met a nigga who ain't wanted a 96 Impala SS.
Yep.
Never. I don't know a nigga.
That one Master P had
is
legendary. Master P.
You can't get hit in your Bentley or your purple Impala.
Nigga, that purple Impala he had was crazy.
I've been seeing some fresh ass whips out here. There's some ladies out here who got some nice ass.
Yeah, nigga pulled up in
pink
a,
Monte Carlos and shit on 28s with nuts hanging off the back of them. I was like, why she put the nuts on that? I don't know. Niggas out here put nuts on their car.
The first show we did Friday night, nigga pulled up in that Caprice, same Caprice you had with like sixes on that motherfucker. He still had to spin them. Spinner rims on that bitch, all red. That shit was tough.
Floaters.
You know, another place, that's like, where was we at when them niggas rolled down the street in them dunks when we was about to do the show?
Arkansas.
Yeah.
What were you just listening to? That's some of the new shit?
No, somebody had done did a cover to my shit.
Which one?
I might repost the shit to my Reddit.
Oh, for real?
Put it on the mic. Let us get a sneak.
Nah, we ain't gonna get a snippet of that shit.
You ain't like it. Once he listened to it, he ain't like it. He read the comment and it was like, nope, never mind. I thought it was something different.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Hey, shout out to all the fans, man. Because you know what? Like, the bigger we get in our career and shit, fans are showing us more and more love, doing shit like covers of your old work and painting pictures and shit. We finally got a picture of DC squaring up with the dike.
Oh, my God, nigga. You see the motherfucker painted that shit? That's a brilliant painting you did, Snap. That nigga DC.
That nigga, he looked just like the nigga. On the fucking
that
painting,
nigga,
man.
DC had it to God, nigga.
Hey, man. I painted the whole thing, though.
Oh, the whole scene?
Yeah, the whole
oh, my
scene.
God.
That would have been some artwork.
See, that's what I'm saying, nigga. We came up with that shit 2 years ago in L.A., nigga. We was talking about that shit at the studio we did in L.A., talking about DC squaring up with the dike.
Bruh.
I ain't niggas who smoke weed like they cigarettes.
You gotta come with a message.
Give him a blunt, man. You done smoke half of it. Give him a fucking blunt.
This nigga here, man. What else been going on? What else we missed? The BET Awards?
We missed the BET Awards.
We fucked around and didn't go this year.
Nope.
She sounded good, but her sex song, she wasn't saying shit. What that girl name was?
Tamar Braxton.
Oh,
Sizzle.
How it sound when she was singing?
She was like, the first song was great. Then the second song was like,
did she mean to sound like that?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
It just was like a whole bunch of
you know, there's a lot of shit going on right now.
Of course.
Yep, giving out all this damn advice. Now niggas want to go get a job because Jay-Z said, you need to stop and get your credit right. You know what? I'm going to get my credit right.
Man.
Jay-Z, 444. What 444 mean?
That nigga said.
It's the time he woke up and write wrote the song the shit. Is what he said, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, let me ask y'all this question. Like, does you see the power that Jay-Z album having, right? On niggas making niggas say they gonna get their credit right, some shit niggas never really gave a fuck about. Building a legacy and all of that. You see how he got niggas kind of information on that Beyonce type shit. Does that make Jay-Z the greatest rapper of all time? His power make over because you know
Wayne made niggas game, man.
Biggie Tupac is that's the standard. That's the argument.
Check this
but
out.
When it's all said and done, will Jigga be considered the greatest rapper of all
because, one of them.
No, because niggas gonna consider their favorite rapper by the nigga who had the biggest impact on them. It's not. Very it's true. Not gonna never be one that's greatest true. Rapper.
That's
some,
one of.
It depends on where you go. Some if you go to Nashville, you gonna run into that one nigga who gonna say Young Buck is the hardest rapper he ever heard. You come to Duval, it's gonna be a nigga who tell you a nigga you probably ain't even heard yet is the coldest nigga ever to rap.
Correct.
It depends on the impact but that I'm, this particular
I'm rapper. Puzzle. If you take one of them out, it wouldn't be as effective.
That's what I'm it's saying. Like, that, yeah. That's what I mean. But the argument that we all have about he's the top them. Five, number one down to the five, does that nope. put does Jigga's impact now at four? How old is Jigga? 47, almost 50 one. Years old. That's you, never been done before.
You can't give a nigga a top status until you do the whole thing. How many records they sold? How many people that he's really impacted? How much shit that he's done in the community? All this shit. You know, you can't give a nigga that number one spot. It just ain't.
I mean, because
I guarantee
I
you, they can find some shit Lil Wayne has done that can overpower whatever Jay-Z has done. They can be
and
some
you
shit
always
that,
gonna be able to prove your argument.
They can be some
argument.
Shit that E-40 probably had a.
Yeah. It's you always gonna be able to prove your argument, but at the same time, when you look at your cultural impact, especially with Jigga being old, an older rapper, that's unheard of for a nigga to be 47 years old and still relevant. You know what I mean? We ain't never seen
Two
that
Chainz
before. Then? 2 Chainz, 47?
Man, nigga, at young. Man, nigga, like 48.
No way, 2 Chainz, 48. All
right. All right.
But yeah, I mean, I just posed that question because you hear a lot of people, especially with the Tupac movie just coming. Y'all talked about the Tupac movie?
Well, it ain't really much to say.
I agree.
Oh, man, they said my nigga died and they be, oh!
You stupid nigga. You know Tupac been dead 20 years.
Oh, man, respect to the OG, man.
respect to the OG.
But, yeah, I mean, what you think about the album? Have you heard the album, Carlos?
Yeah.
What you think about it?
Nigga,
Tupac song it's phenomenal.
Not Tupac, the Jay-Z one, right?
Oh.
Yeah, the Jay-Z, the 44.
I'm stuck. I'm still stuck on the life of OJ. It's just certain lines and shit that just jumped out so vivid. Like the shit where he was like, you egg Solange on. All you had to do was say
you was wrong, yeah.
And then my favorite line off the whole shit, I've been listening to it nonstop straight through. I ain't black, I'm OJ.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But but that's what I mean. Like, would you have expected Jigga to get that type of game up though before he did?
I ain't never heard him get this
exactly.
personal on that.
Yeah,
album.
Exactly.
He don't never talk personal.
Right.
I mean, he do, but he only talking about one aspect of his life. He give you the hustler's anthem. He give you the hustler's guide to being a hustler and to being a top of your game far as getting money and all that type of shit. But he ain't never opened himself up to this type of. You know what I mean? Talking about the shit that people, right. Nigga, I skip leg day just to run the world. All the jokes and shit that people make about his little nigga addressing everything. So,
bro,
to show you
so
he's still in tune.
He's talking about Al Sharpton taking selfies. Like, yeah, this nigga recorded this shit earlier today.
So that's what I mean. So it's like Jigga is showing that he, with this album, he's showing he's still in tune to what the young niggas is doing with the social media and all that. He's seeing everything, but he's still able to give you the game from an OG status and make you pay attention to the shit. So it's
you
a
can't
phenomenal
say shit
album.
Bad by Jay-Z, man.
Nothing.
Nah, I mess around and roasted that nigga. Said he looked like one of the dinosaurs off Land Before Time.
You stupid.
And nigga, that photo was taken down before I woke up and some other shit. I was like, I'll never say shit about Jay-Z again.
Shit, I can't say nothing.
Yeah, ain't nothing to say.
I don't know what the fuck. The nigga's awesome.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Of course he's awesome. He's still awesome. Like one of the dinosaurs off Land Before Time. I don't give a damn. You can't beat the fact that you look like Littlefoot off Land Before Time.
And you know what's crazy? He know that. He said it on the album.
He's like, Littlefoot.
Ain't no such thing as an
ugly billionaire. I'm cute.
Hey,
that nigga there,
Littlefoot. It's a
nigga
Littlefoot.
There went off. He said, don't die for your neighborhood that your mama renting. That's the man, listen. That shit there is real as a motherfucker. How many niggas you know done died for the neighborhood that they mama rent in? All of them. Most of the ones I know.
Enjoy it all.
Then died in the neighborhood that they didn't own. So a nigga trying to teach us how to go and own some shit. Buy your community. If you get some money, buy your community. You know what I mean?
Put that money in your community. You know what's going to make all the rappers mad? All the niggas who've been saying this shit for the longest. Like, oh, really? So fuck me then.
Yeah.
Like Killer Mike been giving that property for the last 2 years.
Yeah, no, exactly, exactly. But that's the impact
let's
of Jay-Z.
Shout out to niggas like Killer Mike.
Yeah, Killer Mike pulled me to the side and said,
"Most
hey,
Def,
yo, nigga, you need to start buying a couple of these houses, bro." Straight up, he the first nigga pulled me to the side on some shit like that.
Killer Mike, Most Def, all them niggas, Talib Kweli, all them
Mortal
niggas
Technique,
have been telling you.
Common sense,
oh, they all nigga, been telling
you. Kanye West was on that shit for a minute.
Yeah, that nigga, that shit, that what's the song that he did? The with the when he had the premiere up on the walls and shit all over the world. I Take Your Hamptons while a spouse come on her Hamptons. Huh?
No. That's
black. No, that wasn't Black Skinhead. What's the name of the
Jesus
movie?
Jesus. That was off.
That was Jesus', Jesus. Album. I can't remember the name
Jesus
of the
walks.
Name of the song though.
Jesus walks with me, with me.
Jesus.
Jesus walks. He said Jesus, nigga.
Oh, that what he was saying on that?
No. It's just the wrong album.
Oh, shit, my
bad. Bro, what? Hey, man, you think Kanye ever coming back? Like, to where he was?
I hope so. Like, after saying
Get
Out,
man. That shit be a publicity stunt, man. That shit. He gonna have some. Nah. I feel like he should come out because he got so much shit to say, man. He could be saying, yeah, I married a motherfucking bitch who all on the net sucking another nigga dick. So what? Like, everybody be in the club like, so what? Like, that whole little part.
He just that nigga.
That's
just
what
that
I'm saying. Nigga. He got so that. Kanye is another rapper with that cultural impact so where he put out an album saying some shit that 50 other niggas been saying for however long, and people gonna act like they never heard it before. That's what it is. But it looked like the nigga
fucking genius.
It looked like
figured out a way to sell.
He got everybody wearing holes in their
shirt. That's what I'm saying. The nigga sell you a t-shirt with half the goddamn shoulder missing for $387.
The niggas is buying that shit.
Niggas is buying.
Nigga looking like Bam Bam.
Nah, they look like he dressing like the what's the name of the movie with the girl with the arrow, nigga.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Niggas dress like the Hunger Games when they line up to get picked for the games.
The
that's how he got people dressing. Yeah, but that's the thing. His shoes, you know, just look at what his shoes did when he got to Adidas. He done made Adidas, nigga, hot than a motherfucker. Why nobody wearing Adidas,
Adidas
like
got
that?
Arrogant than a
motherfucker. Because those little branch off Yeezys comfortable as hell. Them little 89 Adidas Yeezys. Them bitches beautiful.
See, that's what I mean like that. But I don't know if he ever, I hope he make a comeback musically. But, you know.
Man, writing for folk. Man getting money, man.
I mean, I'm sure he doing something, but I just, you know.
Oh, look, we got to acknowledge this. Nigga, like, if they had to vote for somebody to, like, be a good representative, like, a great representative of the hood, this nigga, man.
I would.
Man, this nigga keep it so hood. He still be fucking. I don't buy them shit just because I was like, nope, them the Yeezys they didn't want. I can't fuck with them. This nigga just, see, that's what I'm talking about, man. You don't never let the success change you.
I don't.
Nope.
Sure won't.
I love this nigga because he still.
Sure do. Still buy cars off credit.
Still buy used cars.
Still do. Just still bought a Ferrari for $2,500. Ain't got no motor, but we're going to make it work.
I got a Ferrari.
Got it off Craigslist for $2,500.
I'm telling you, I get the motor.
I'm looking for some old new shit. I'm looking for an 86 Cutlass with 400 miles on it.
And you can find it, too, because them old motherfuckers don't be driving.
Somebody grandma bought one in 86 and parked it.
Somebody dad got Alzheimer's or Parkinson's.
I want it. This should have been love. I can't wait to get back to the city for a minute. I
got
to
You ever seen somebody
LA,
try to drink something and they got Parkinson's? Peaks,
hey, come on, DC.
You're not about to do that.
Not about to do that. Come on, DC. Chill, bro.
Not about to do that. See, chill, you always got to do shit too much, nigga.
Nigga, this gave you the whole. Nigga, this nigga's beautiful. Hey, you ever seen somebody drink some shit? Come on, man.
Don't do them like that today.
I need a bottle of water, man.
No, man.
I grew up in church. All the old folk got Parkinson's. Like
we should have went to church today. Hiding them off.
That'd be a good show to watch. Black people going to churches all across the country.
Oh, man.
Black, you just
but
go to
someone got to have Parkinson's, though.
Hey, come on, bro.
What's wrong with this nigga, man?
Hey, man, the same thing you just said was good with him. He gets the gift and the curse. That
the
nigga hood to the motherfucker.
And the curse, man.
You gotta, we got to wrap it up.
What are you doing?
You just wrapping us up.
He got Parkinson's, man.
Oh, that nigga got Parkinson's. Oh, okay. Damn.
We ain't know.
If
they
nobody.
Was,
oh, we ain't know he was talking about the nigga about on the camera. Nigga. Yeah. Oh, that's different.
You gotta let us in so we can roast the nigga, too.
Yeah, we thought you were just talking about regular people with Parkinson's.
Because the nigga just.
This nigga keep doing like that. I seen him. I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga doing? Keep it going, guys.
I thought the
nigga you ain't shooting
the
porn.
Something.
Why you doing that? Like, come on, guys. Hurry it up. Let's do it. Let's do it, guys. Come on. Running out of film here. This nigga, come on, guys. Yeah, keep it going. Rolling, rolling. Put the cock in her mouth. Come on. Come on. Come on. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. We need this, man. Good,
hey.
Like,
oh
man,
hey, that shit retarded, man. Hey, tell us about Tails real quick, man. While
man,
we out here,
first of all,
man,
Tails.
That shit is genius as fuck. Irv Gotti, that shit is brilliant.
Shout out
man.
To Irv Gotti.
Listen,
it's murder.
First of all, before we even get into even breaking that shit down, first of all, as black people, man, we go in every time we criticize each other. The worst, bro. We always go and finding the wrongest shit or try to find some. like to make us not like some other
diminishing accomplishment.
Black shit. You know what I'm saying? Man. At the end of the day, man, if you seen the first episode, that shit was brilliant as fuck.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers just want to knick-knack and pick and be like, why you doing it this way? The white people like this, they ain't really feeling it. You done lost the whole message.
Yeah.
You ain't even see what's going on.
But,
you feel what I'm saying?
That's
he break every song down into a movie.
That's what I mean.
Lit.
That shit is the idea of it is brilliant because of this. You know how many hip-hop songs have been impactful on our lives, man? That shit raised us as black people. So for him to take them songs and make them into a movie, you done created that movie in your mind already by listening to the song. You already had that movie in your mind. So for him to come and put it together like that, and that first episode with him taking Fuck the Police and putting white people in the position of black people and having the black people be police, like, if you open your mind up to that, that is the idea that we want people to understand. Like, that's how we be feeling. As crazy as that shit, I see a lot of people saying, that's just unreal. That would never happen. Exactly, but it does happen to us. So see how crazy it look? We going through that
crazy
shit every single day.
Crazy part about it, if we would have went at it how it was, if we would have had white cops, black kids doing the same shit, it'd be like, oh, this is the same message everybody's trying to say. No, motherfucker, we going to reverse it. We want y'all to understand how serious and how easy that it is for y'all to get away with shit.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? It put a whole nother meaning and aspect on it, because it's always, what if it was the opposite? Well, you not, because they not witnessing the opposite out here. That's the point.
Yeah.
You're not witnessing the opposite.
You putting the focal point on the message. That's what everybody always try to get you to say. What is their message? Their message is, but this is the message from what I got from it, at least.
Take your time, brother Chico.
The message is, we are struggling with people who are putting our communities to protect us. We know what the police's job is. They are there to protect us. They risk their life every day. We don't get to see that as much as they do it, but that's cool. That's their job. They sign up to do that. That's their job. So why do we as a people have to feel like they're not there to do that for us? That's the message. And him switching it around like that and making people see what it really looked like, this shit is fucking crazy. This doesn't happen. It does happen. And we're dealing with it. So if it make you feel unreal and make you feel like this shit just don't make no sense, then you need to understand that you need to have that same energy to helping black people reverse that reality for us. And that's what he put in that movie.
Right. That's why we celebrate every goddamn thing on the 85 South Show, because every move we make as black men is dangerous as fuck. Every move could be your last one. I always think about shit like that. Jumping in the motherfucking car, that's like a 90% failure rate now. Oh, you ain't got to be doing shit. We seen too many niggas get killed on Facebook Live. What, play this shit hundreds of times.
Exactly.
Thousands of times.
Exactly. We
news.
Get to see it.
Even when you in the right, like Philando Castile. This nigga got his girl, his baby. He got his license, permit, seatbelt on, every goddamn
and told
thing.
The police he had a
Come
pistol.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean? Told him. And that's the thing, bro. Like, you see these things happen. And that's why the tail shit is so dope. Because it's so many songs, man, that talk about the plight of black people in such a brilliant way. Like, this shit is genius. Like, we were just talking about Kanye West. That nigga's a genius. Jesus Walker, nigga's a genius. My man keep moving and shit. My man keep moving. Man, stop moving. Yeah, just keep your hands behind your head. This nigga got to go on timeout back there, motherfucker. He causing distractions. But, yeah, like, we got genius music that puts perspective and what we go through, and him making a movie about the shit is brilliant, man. That's a brilliant idea, and it's so much you can go, nigga. If he made one about putting it in your mouth, that's a porn. Like, it's so far you can go with
what
that shit.
He made it real artistic and creative, though. It could
most definitely
could be some other shit.
That's
what you
it
doing
is.
On that, man?
Huh?
What you doing on that?
Which song is the song that you're on?
Biggie Smalls when he tell the story about robbing a nigga.
I got a story to tell. That's dope,
shit,
nigga.
Lit.
You see what I'm saying? You know how dope that's going to be? Look at this young nigga. Like, if it was a nigga involved in that story when Biggie was talking about it, it looked like this nigga.
It's
exactly
me.
What I was saying earlier.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
this nigga
is the perfect representation of this.
It
like
looked
a nigga
like
who will rob you, but then go home and help his auntie, like, bring the groceries.
Exactly.
In. Like, this nigga ain't just robbing you so he could come up. Like, this is like a
robbing you for a purpose.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Robbing with a purpose. Robbing with a purpose, right there. That's the foundation.
I need to get that shit on a hat.
Robbing with a purpose. Look at Chad. That's good, man. We're going to rob with purpose on the 85 South
shit,
Show.
Man.
Robbing with purpose.
That's what the 85 South Show is all about, man. It's a creative.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say to you. I don't like when niggas talk when I'm talking. Now I gotta say some other shit to act like
Chadrick
that wasn't shit.
Okay, huh?
And I'm so glad this nigga came through with the ad lib. I know what the fuck I was about to say. You act like I'm not on the show. You gonna tell me about the shit I'm on? Hey man, tell him about your shit. I was about to.
nigga beat you, to your point.
I ain't even gonna do it. Chico, tell him about Wildin' Out.
Hey man, Wildin' Out just put me.
DC, tell him about Wildin'
exactly.
Out.
Exactly.
Man, that shit on y'all cable. Fuck you talking about.
Now you tell
him.
Hey
now.
Man, hey look, Wildin' Out is on, my nigga. Please stop moving, man. You just keep moving behind the camera. Hey,
I told
Chad,
you.
Switch positions with that nigga, man.
I told you, yeah, he got the shakies.
That nigga keep moving. He like, oh fuck. Like this the. This film right here is dependent upon him making it and not making it. That nigga jittery as a motherfucker back there.
Hey, come on, the camera footage is going to be shaking in a motherfucker.
Come on, give me one fuck you mean. I need one fuck you mean for the film.
That's what it is. That shit good to him. He's like, these niggas real.
That was your, he tweaking.
He's suffering from real nigga seizures. He's like, all that shit Chico said.
Keep it going, nigga. Keep coming with it. Goddamn. That nigga got the nigga Holy Ghost back there, exactly. Motherfucker. We done gave that nigga the nigga spirit.
Bro, this a real nigga podcast.
It is.
Bro, when I say real niggas, you know what I'm surprised, though? What surprised me about the 85 South Show, this a real nigga show. And then we get so much feedback from niggas who ain't even niggas.
Yeah.
But it's just, it applied to their life. That's how they know that.
Because real is real, no matter what color he is, nigga.
Show don't, black, beige, white. Mike said that.
Speaking of colors, Kodak Black got the internet on fire right now. And he just keep talking and making shit work.
That's guidance, man. Like,
I love all colors.
Like, that's guidance, man.
I love all colors, man. One thing about it, man, the women is the reason why this earth moves around. Because niggas was just be niggas. We'd be walking around here. That's how we'll be talking. Because that's how niggas sound when they jacking off. You know what I'm saying? Now that we got pussy walking around, now we like, You know?
You gotta have some smooth.
Like,
But
you know?
Yeah, I think.
But it's you gotta love all women, man. It's no. I understand niggas got their preference. That's what they want. That's what they prefer. It's a lot that I like to prefer. And I used to be like, I like light skin too. You know what I'm saying? But then when I realized how much I was missing on dark skin, woo! Hey.
And that's the thing.
Ain't nothing like that brown shit. I don't give a fuck. I take them crunch country black. That shit juicy. That shit pop over like, oh, it fall and it squirt.
And that's the thing. At the end of the day, it's just a black woman. I mean, we don't even need to separate our black women. They black women, man. And that's the thing. But I think with Kodak, it's just guidance, man. Young niggas is raising theyself, man.
Brown coochie. I ain't gonna lie.
Young niggas is raising themselves.
Brown coochie. That should do it to you.
Let me pose a question. What got everybody so fucked up on skin tone? Not just everybody across the board. Black people specifically.
Oh no, man!
That's a generational thing,
that's
Lo.
Like,
you know
okay,
that.
I know it's generational,
but in the hood,
if we can recognize that, why is it still a thing right now?
Because it's embedded in us.
In the hood, we really raised around nothing but brown skin. It's a couple light skin in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like when you went to school, everybody brown, bro. You got you a selective few of light skinned bitches.
I mean, it depends on where you from.
I mean,
that
I'm from the hood. I'm from the west side.
Too.
You know
I mean,
what I'm saying?
See,
so it's like, it ain't
like
a lot
me.
Of light skinned ratchet hole. It's a lot of light skinned ratchet hole, but I'm talking about like a majority. It's more brown skinned ratchet hole than light skinned ratchet holes in the hood, bro.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, like, I never went to school with white people. And my whole schooling from
never,
pre-K
like, not one
to 12th grade, never one white person ever went to school with me in DC public school. So. The demographic is different. I went to school around nothing but black people.
At
so
least
it's
one
like,
or two. Like
none. None. Not one. So it's like, you had one or two?
Just one or two. That was it. No, not five, not 10.
Consistently one or
see,
two?
See, I went to school with
in
a
middle
lot
school,
of,
but this bitch was
I
hood,
went to school
though.
With
a
lot
of
white
people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I went to school with white people. I would say that it was maybe like 60-40.
60-40
which
that's
way?
That's a lot of white people.
60-40.
That's a lot of white,
white
people.
Black.
That's
oh,
a lot
okay.
of white
it wasn't. It wasn't necessarily half. It was more of them than us.
So y'all had to
more
was,
white
a lot
people.
Of, a lot of shit that they wanted to do, we just had to do. Like we couldn't.
Oh no. Nah.
You know what I mean? As far as like school events and the way this shit was ran, it wasn't nothing really catered to us. You know?
Right.
This shit scraped niggas. Sometimes
we
can't even go on field trips.
Like we would do shit like you know they have like the school dance. You know the black shit.
Right.
But it wasn't no school dance black shit. They'll have some shit like.
a hayride, and then all the niggas will come, and now it's a fucking party. Nigga, we had the hayride lit, you know what I mean? So we show up and make this shit black. But it wasn't necessarily our shit, but this how they white people do. They would come exactly when they say the shit was going to start. They should say 7 to 11 or whatever. They come from 7 to maybe 9. Then just let the niggas have the rest.
Wow. Well, see, that's the thing. You from Mississippi, man. They had two different proms, like a black prom and a white prom. Y'all had the where you from?
We didn't have a segregated prom. Like, that's the thing.
Man.
All that shit was all inclusive. So a lot of the Mississippi shit is just like, yeah, it's what you think it is. But it's a whole lot of parts who that shit don't even
apply. Don't apply.
But you got to know it's not. It's going to be some nice shit, but don't think it's some nice shit
for you.
On your behalf.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing. Like, I just think that, you know, the young niggas is raising themselves in regards to having understanding, man. You know, our generation, you know what I'm saying? We really didn't have fathers like that. You know, as a whole, that percentage is a whole lot higher in our community than anywhere else.
That's the thing.
So if a nigga 19 years old,
a lot of niggas teach us.
That's what I'm saying. And when I say father, I don't even just mean your daddy. I mean father figures, niggas who are willing to take time out of their day to help grow you into understanding what you're gonna have to deal with out here as a man, and especially a black man, and watching what you say, especially with these social media. You can have, listen, man, everybody like what they like. Ain't nothing wrong with liking what you like, but you don't have to publicize that because that's your personal business.
Especially
you
we understand? Live in an age where everybody
I like all women
for something to be offended about anyway.
Exactly. So you gotta have that guidance for somebody to be there to be like, hey, young nigga, hey, man, that ain't necessary to say. You could just say, you know what I mean? I'm looking for a little baby that'll listen. Tweet that instead of just putting out the details. Because even though you're keeping it 100, you still giving yourself to people who really don't have no purpose or no cause, but just to try to fuck with you and get your attention. Right, because
it ain't really about it's the only thing. It ain't about what you say, how you say it.
Exactly.
If he would say, I don't really like dark skinned girl like that, he end up saying it wouldn't have been a problem, but he said, I only like black girl like that. So that included.
He said black girls like black. His skin complexion. But that's the thing, you got to understand how that got to make black women feel. They look at that and they say, nigga, your mama black, ain't she?
I always say that.
I mean, but still, that's a reality because you got to understand that that's what you should. You out there, you love your mama. Then we all love our mamas.
Everybody.
You know, we love our mama. So it's like, you love this woman like this. But when you go out here, what is she? Make the black woman feel like, what did she do wrong to you that you don't want something that look like her?
We can't fuck our mama.
You crazy.
You right.
Man.
Your mama back. You right. I can't fuck her.
See, this is the thing. I grew up in a family where I had a whole bunch of aunties. I had some black ass aunties. I had some white lady looking aunties. I got some white lady aunties. So it's like, I'm just like DC. I don't necessarily have a preference on what you look like as a color.
Color, yeah.
I don't give
that.
A fuck about your skin tone or what you look like.
That's, yeah. That shit is
crazy. So I like who the fuck like me.
Me. That's all I
mean. I like puss.
Hey, give me five on that.
And that puss.
I say that all the time. I like who like me.
Black as hell and we vibing. If you yellow, nigga, we can ride off.
Bitch,
you can
be
a purple bitch if you cool. You know what I mean?
I had a bitch who had a patch on her. A bitch like a pit bull. I said, bitch, I guess I like dogs.
This dude is ridiculous.
See, it's a lot of niggas who feel the same way because a lot of niggas don't walk around and just be the fine nigga. It's places that you've been the blackest nigga in the
exactly.
room.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And it's just all different kinds of niggas, man. We got to embrace that. It's so many different kinds of niggas, man. Mike Tyson is a nigga.
Hold up, bro.
So
before you
Coleman.
Even do that,
it's that you got different.
I'm tired of the niggas that they choose to represent niggas. They ain't never niggas who feel like regular niggas. This is niggas who got to be in the spotlight for the wrong shit. Like, since when Kodak Black represent what niggas think?
He represent a certain pocket of niggas.
That's a real small pocket. He don't have the type of flex like that where niggas is like, yeah, we fucking with what Kodak said.
Yeah, I mean, you right, but when you get to talking about these women, man, they already feel like they neglected by us. So when you see somebody who's a successful black man, no matter how, whatever he's successful at, saying, I don't want no bitch to look like me, then that make them feel like, damn, like we ain't got no hope. We got to go out here and whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I understand the frustration just from them seeing the shit, but I don't think the young nigga meant no harm.
Every week, it's a nigga coming out saying that they don't like black women.
I mean,
every
but that's what I'm saying. But that's what I mean.
Cause
everybody
keep saying my baby mama white. She black.
Talk
she just white as her mama white, but her daddy, grandma, all them folk black. She's, you know, getting her mama's skin complexion and her mama.
Yeah, you never know. My daddy
thoughts.
Was blacked in a motherfucker.
So that's,
I look
I'm
like
glad
my
you
mama.
Brought that up because I know when y'all do y'all shit and post y'all, it be people
be
still
like,
talking
people,
shit.
People like, he went and got him a white woman. No, I didn't. I met him a black girl. She just.
Light skin.
She just, her melanin ain't all.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean? Like that shit, at the end of the day, man, we all black and all that shit is
beautiful.
And
pussy pink.
And pussy is pink.
And if it's black.
It be purple sometimes.
Yeah. Hey. But it's still pink on the inside.
Hey, welcome back to the 85 South Show. It's your man, Carlos Miller. And if you go to getbevel.com right now and use 85 South, you can get 10% off your first month subscription to your Bevel Shave Kit. Yeah, you could get the whole Bevel Shave Razor set, Mr. Bumpy Face. You know you need it because this Bevel Razor right here is engineered so you can get a smooth, close shave without all the irritations and bumps and all of that stuff right there. So go to getbevel.com right now. Use our code 85SOUTH and you can get 10% off right now. Go do it.
Oh,
I just want all this type of shit to be
Robbie,
the fuck gone,
yeah,
we
got
to recognize that, man, while we sitting here trying to separate and figure out who these kind of niggas are and who black and who, man.
You still nigga.
You still
like
black.
Jigga said, man.
Still, nigga,
still
man.
Black, man.
Or fuck that,
and
like Killer Mike said.
That shit just make me mad that we still have to, like, I don't necessarily say that we have to deal with it, but I'm fucked up that it's still an issue.
It's always going to be an
all
issue
the shit
until
that we done went through.
It's
we
all,
still
man,
fucking up on
it's still
who black
an issue.
And who ain't black
it's
enough.
It's still going to be an issue because that element of, you know what I'm saying, your life is better than mine, or because you look a certain way, you different or better than me, is all going to be something that's going to be always being better than us until niggas start dying, I guess. You know
shit,
what I'm saying?
Niggas already started.
I mean, no, I'm talking about for that cause. For the cause of bettering us as a whole. Not just dying in general, because we've been dying like a motherfucker since the beginning.
Since
but
the beginning,
I'm talking
bro.
About dying in unison. You know what I mean?
For
each
cause,
other.
Right.
For each other. Yeah, right. So nah. Until then, that's going we going to have the same issues forever.
I don't know, man. Hopefully
I like all the women. The women, I love me and I love you because I put the pink. Yeah.
Sing to them, man.
Nah,
we ain't even
real,
spit nothing on this bitch.
We
man.
Didn't. Cause I ain't nowhere to play no beat, man.
Yeah,
I got
man.
Flashlights and shit. Nah.
Look at oh, that nigga got that first 48 camera. Flip, flap, flap, flap.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family. Or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
think we've got
this. Is the 85 South Show. This is a podcast for niggas that like women of all colors,
all shades,
all
especially
shades,
beautiful black
all
women,
all shapes.
God damn it, all y'all.
You fuck with big girl?
Man, I fuck with all girls.
I fuck with big girl.
I fuck with all girls.
Trying to get a big girl coochie is like trying to open some elevator doors. You gotta slide them thighs.
All the big
look at
girls
that nigga Chad.
All the big girls.
Look at that nigga Chad. Chad, you need to come up with your own version of Chad. Chadrick did it again. DC did it again. He tried to get us
hey,
back.
You know, you're not
hey,
man.
Like Hulk Hogan taking the shirt off.
Crazy, man.
That is crazy, the juicy man. Monster.
I love it, man. We all out here making big moves in the game. I'm like fly about to do the I got a story to tell. You know it's gonna be dope.
Oh,
man.
It's gonna be dope. We loving that all the way live. That's how you gonna walk off the set.
Pilot
hey, yo,
season.
Son, I know
up.
You killed that shit, kid.
Fly,
hey,
yo, you kid. Cooking up something hey, for yo, pilot
fly.
Season.
Hey yo, fly, what you cooking? Come tell the people what you got going on, kid. Come tell the people about them facts you got going on, okay? What you got going on?
No, man, more to mother shine. Word to mother shine.
What you doing out here,
listen, kid? No, real short, real talk, son. Real talk. I got a
Funk Flex Radio.
I got some shit on TV, son. You know
going
what I'm saying?
Down.
You know my baby mother. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She stay in Long Island. You know what I'm saying? Staten
baby
Island,
mother.
One of them islands. You
okay.
Feel me?
Okay.
It might be Hawaii. I don't know.
Okay.
You know?
That's an island.
That's
son.
What it is,
that
kid.
Is that shit part of the United States, son?
Yo, son, that's America, yo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay,
I got a whole bunch of shit coming out, son. You feel me? Matter of fact.
Yeah, he had to storm off again, son. Hey, yo, Carlos, son, tell the people about what you got going on, kid. You've been really winning out here, kid. Let's talk to him for a second. People is feeling what you're doing. They feeling your movement. They feeling how you moving around. Tell the people about the next move that's going to be the best move, kid. Do that.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? We've been over here on the 85 tip for a minute, man. You know, I just want to put it out there right now on this episode, whenever y'all see it, man. We got our own sandwich shops coming, man. 85 South Show Sandwiches, man. We working on it right now. We looking for a building, man. If anybody got one of those, those big-ass deli meat slices, get in touch with me, man. I'm trying
to, auto-tune.
I'm trying to open up this sandwich shop.
Yeah.
Take it there, man.
Go ahead. I'm just do your ad lib.
He got it.
I know, sir. I'm gonna turn around. I'm stupid. I am.
Hey, man, we in here being ghetto as hell.
Yeah,
at
got the fan
studio.
About to do an original auto tune.
Shout out to Hot 95. The Heat.
The Heat.
Turn up.
Hit the album, DC.
Go ahead.
The first nigga to do an album with a nigga with a fan.
Yeah.
My nigga got a fan. That's why he doing the ad libs in the motherfucking fan. Doing ad libs in the motherfucking fan. We doing ad libs in the motherfucking fan.
Carlo,
ad libs in
the
motherfucking
what
the fan.
Fuck we doing?
Ad libs.
What we doing
in the motherfucking fan?
Yeah.
Ad libs in the motherfucking fan. Ad libs in the motherfucking fan. Cause the shit sound good when we put it in the hood.
Yeah. So the shit sounds good when we put it in the hood.
85 South Show do the ad libs in the fan cause the motherfucking shit sound good.
Yeah.
My nigga DC Young Fly, he do ad libs in the fan. This bigger 85 South Show, we gon' kick it, understand? We down in Duval, 904, what's up, y'all? We in this bitch all the time, man. We kick it, that's how we do, y'all. I posted up, I had my chick, I had my lady with me. And she was looking, shooting eyes, she wanna get crazy with me. We on the 85 doing ad libs in the fan.
Oh, shit. Hey, 85 South Show, nigga. Hey, you know we about to get all. My nigga DC this almost like this whole motherfucking lip on. You know it's going down. We down here in the Jacktown. You know we putting the shit down. We done moved all around this bitch now. Hey, yo, Chad on the beat in the bitch. DC came back, hit lip, all right. Nigga gonna keep on spitting. And you know it gonna be that tight shit. Cause it's the 85 Show, bitch. We ain't never gonna slip. Hey, DC, talk a little bit of shit. He done pulled out a clip. He about
let
to go
me tell dip. You hey. I ain't got my gun. But I got my knife, though. Let me tell you something. Fuck it with me, you lose your life, bro. I ain't really standing. This the 85 South Show. Hey, we let them know. Keep it on the low. Yeah, who got the weed? Who got the tree from my brother? Hey, we don't want that shit from that ugly motherfucker. I'll roast your ass. I take your bitch. And I bet I make your mama. What? So I did.
Hey, yo. Hey, hold up. Before you say it, because you're about to take it there. Bring the fan back so we can do the ad libs again. Hey, this be the 85 South Show. The nigga really hit his lip on the fan and damn near hit his mouth.
Hey, Chico Bean, that nigga off your T.V. Man, I wish a bitch would try to best friend me. Cause I'm a player and I ain't never paying for ass. Matter of fact, I got me some hoe that'll give me they can if I ask for it. When it come to living in life, I'm a blast for it. I done got a couple of stamps on my passport. I'm killing it. Young nigga from the district, short but I got a thick dick and it get lit real good when I say so. Nigga know that pimp is the team that I play for. Nigga never go slow, only moving fast. If your bitch got that ass, then I'm probably going to smash. I'm a bad motherfucker.
I gotta get my flow on and let these niggas know I'm the side nigga of the year. Your girl titties all up in my phone. What the hell be going on? This the 85 South Show. No, I ain't gonna even lie. I ain't get the pussy, but I got the mouth though.
Hey,
the type of nigga I be, that's the type of nigga I am. I come to your crib, don't even eat the food, but I goddamn gotta eat up all the spam.
Hey.
Hey.
Type of nigga that be drinking the Hennessy. Had this little bitch from Tennessee, she wanna be friends with me and then fuck, but I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Cause I wasn't even with it.
Yeah.
DC introduced me to her, so I know he already hit it.
Show damn dear.
The type of nigga who'll fuck her first and be like, oh, she really fucking with you. But I done got that though. I'm like, it's cool.
Yo.
That's how it be. You chilling on the show, my nigga. 80, DC, spit some shit and do it big.
Hey, you already know what's happening, man. The beat drop, beat flop. Fuck around and hit you, make your heart stop. Damn, we freestyling. 85 South Show. Everybody know. Hey, listen, this the South, bro. Do it for Atlanta.
85 South Show.
Hey, my nigga got hammer.
Podcast.
Put it on your calendar when we gonna be Coldest at your podcast. State. Hey, I smash her cause your sister blast her. I don't give a fuck. My daddy left me. I'm a bastard. Listen, I used to dig my nose and put the booger on your sister. Cause I really missed her.
Hey.
I really wanna kiss her. But she said, "Ugh, you ugly." And I said, if you don't fuck with me, bitch, snatch your bullshit. Throw.
Hey, DC just walked off on us. Yeah, 85 South Show, bitch, and you already know them round we bust. Hey, Chico be my name and I'm from DC, but I travel all around it, bitch. Hey, and you already know that a nigga keep a brand new pair of kids on my feet.
That's how a nigga get left all bad and bougie, walking out the studio. Yeah. Ain't no telling what we might do, might just make a new song, though.
Yeah,
if
might
he
make
ain't
a new
here
song.
When we make it, then how the hell we gonna put him on? He probably gonna want some of the money and swear to God that it was our song and ain't gonna have it wrong. Got to sue the nigga. Probably gonna have to go to court a lot. He walked out like 5 minutes ago. I don't think he coming back on the block.
Hey, yo. Hey, DC left, I see. Nigga probably just got to pee. He ain't trying to step off on us. Because he know the good round we bust. Got Chad on the motherfucking beat.
Uh-huh.
Fake DJ going sss.
Uh-huh.
And you know it's going down in it, bitch.
Okay.
You already know how the shit get.
Niggas gonna
when
think I'm
me
lying.
And Carlo
they
get the rhyme. When me and Carlo
they
get
don't
the
even know the nigga
when
the
me and Carlo get the
door in.
When
charger.
Me and Carlo get the chewing on these niggas, then you know we're gonna kill it.
Damn
nigga
no.
In there, motherfucker,
damn
know we ain't spilling.
Damn
juice
no.
On the motherfucker,
damn
know
no.
We gonna kill it.
Damn
young
no.
Nigga Chico, when you know I'm not ill, nigga.
Chico Bean and Carlos Miller, we kick it old school because we them niggas. Every time you see us, we getting them figures. If you don't see us, nigga, then we hidden figures.
Hey.
We the type of niggas that don't sit back and then type the niggas. What type of nigga I look like? Getting mad at a comment writing the niggas.
Yeah.
You ain't fighting with niggas.
Y'all ready.
Box cutter.
Okay.
Because I'm old school.
Okay.
I cut me a motherfucker.
Real slices. Yeah. Dope prices. Yeah, real ice.
Hey, give us a trap beat. We gonna do this. We about to sell some dope in this bitch.
Yeah. We gonna sell some dope in Duval. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You gotta sell some dope when you come to Duval.
Go ahead, Chad. Hey, what we doing when we come to the Duval County? What we doing when we come down to Duval County? What we doing birds. When we come
we
down to Duval County?
We slanging out.
When we come we down to Duval County? What we doing birds. When we come
we
down to Duval County? What we doing when we come down to Duval County?
I got
what
some
we doing?
In the 904. I got
what we doing?
Sell in the 904.
Hey, what we doing?
Sell in the 904.
Hey, what we doing?
Sell in the 904. I got some birds that be chipping on the Irene. I even got some big old cups of that purple lean that niggas be sipping in Houston. How you really fucked up? You say you need a hookup. Well, plug prices go up. My name is Lowe. They call me Rico on the streets.
Hey, what we doing?
I come outside, them niggas know them birds on me. Got them for the cheap, sell them for the high, cause you know that's what I do. Cause we selling birds when we come through in the 904.
What we doing when we come down to Duval County? What we doing when we come down to Duval County? What we doing when we come down to Duval County? What we doing when we come down to Duval County?
I got some dope for sale.
Yeah.
904.
Hey, what we doing?
For sale in the 904. I got some dope for sale in the 904. I got some dope for sale.
Hey,
in
Carlo.
The 904.
We in the 904 moving bricks and bales. Only two niggas in the country with mid for sale. If you're looking for a pack, hit a nigga right back. We got five sacks. We'll bring them to your trap
he said
on the low.
Mid for sale. That's what he said. Laugh if you want to, we sell them to the old heads. Niggas who don't like to smoke no loud. It's a nigga hitting me for a pound of Reggie
right now.
I'm in the Duval 904. I got two birds I gotta sell before a nigga have to go.
Hey, you already know that we pimping. Sell a lot of white to old niggas who wear linen. Ooh. And flip flops, cause they like to play with they nose. They got hoes that's gonna do it for a quarter to four, and that's a sack that I sell. We got a smell, whole fucking bell.
Okay,
I would never tell.
They say don't do crack because crack is what kills. I got a bunch of white girls trying to get these pills. They like that ecstasy and anything's keep them high. White people hit me like, dude, are you the guy?
Hey, you know my name is Chico Bean. I hit the studio and sold 50 paints of lean. Cause these young niggas like to sip that shit and then they like to go in the studio and rap out bricks.
I don't sell dope for money. I sell dope for fun. I got a couple J's now looking for some hair run. Now I'm the dude that get them for them because that's what I do. I even sell drugs you never seen from the old school.
Hey,
what
hey.
Type of nigga do you know that sell barbiturates? This the shit that I be having. You can come and get. You hit my phone, just make sure that the text is clean and you can hit me every day for meth and fed up.
Hey, when it come to selling dope, now I'm taking cars. Sell them old niggas by Agra so they dick stay hard. I'm a bad mama jammer when it comes to flips. I can get a pack today and bring you back whole six.
See, I don't jack the prices up because I'm not no taxer. Got a pocket right now full of muscle relaxers. If you think that I ain't playing, like my pills ain't straight, hit my phone next time you get a tummy.
Hey, I'm Chico Bean and I'm known to have magnificent swag. Got a trunk right now full of IV bags that I'ma push to the hood for them niggas on dialysis.
Okay.
Me and Carlos Miller are the dope selling analysts.
Okay. You can't sleep. Well, give me a call. I got two canisters of some propofol. If you don't know what that is, look around and start asking. That's the same shit that
killed Michael Jackson, nigga. Hey, this the 85 South Show right here.
It was, and it still is, and it's always gonna be. Who are you?
I'm Chico Bean.
I'm
and who are you?
Miller, and I still am. That nigga was DC Young,
Young
Fly.
He disappeared. He went to the
bathroom. Love to motherfucking Duval County for showing
us
so much love. This is the 85 South Show. This is a dedication, and we out this bitch.
Yeah.
Paperwork. Yeah. Man, thank y'all. Everybody.
85.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.